More than a dozen people turned out to testify in the second public hearing on the proposed recycling changes, and for the most part, they were all opposed to the borough's plan to purchase the new collection containers and a new truck for the sanitation department. Ruger's Trucking, the private company with the contract, has received positive reviews for its service. Company co-owner Angela Davis testified against the change.
I will guarantee you that the recycling participation rate will drop dramatically if we go with the cans. The community likes the convenience of the bags, and they do not support changing a program they have just got used to doing. The numbers of the current households has already decreased over the last few months. I believe changing the current system is not going to be beneficial to the program.
The Davises turned in a petition last week to the borough with 289 signatures of people seeking to keep the blue bag system and stick with the private company. Their current contract costs the borough just over $85,000 a year and would be a recurring annual cost. The $25,000 cost for blue plastic bags would be another recurring cost to stick with that system. The proposed budget changes include one-time costs of $210,000 for a new borough truck and $75,000 for the new recycling containers that would replace the blue bags. Linda Herf liked the blue plastic bags.
I'm really careful when I'm putting things in the blue bag to put the cardboard kind of on one side and the paper there, and I try not to get anything wet. And I think if we have blue cans, I can just see the lids falling open, things getting wet. How are you going to get this dry now? Do you have to stick your head in and crawl into it to wipe it?
Another local resident, Harvey Gilliland, supported the job done by Ruger's.
I think the contractor's been doing a great job. It's obviously that obvious that they go at it with gusto and try to do it right. And I can't help but think that maybe the borough could be better off if there was more aspects of the town that are let out to private enterprise.
Several people testifying said they would no longer participate in the recycling if the borough took over the service using the containers. Wes Abbott was one.
I think it's kind of irresponsible to pay almost $300,000 for a new truck and garbage cans, and I don't need another garbage can to haul out to the road every week.
Testifying over the phone in favor of the change was Public Works Director Carl Hagerman, and he made a financial argument.
If we do not decrease the expenses of the recycling program, we will have to raise garbage rates by 9% in order to pay for the recycling collection contractor and annual bag purchases. The current scheduled rate increase approved in 2012 will only be 2%. There is a way to continue the commingled recycling program at a lesser cost to the borough and ultimately the ratepayers by reducing Baylor facility hours, reassigning existing staff to recycling collection, and purchasing the equipment and carts needed to streamline the program. There's an immediate and substantial annual savings to the borough and the ratepayers.
Hagerman thought switching to the collection containers would be cleaner and easier for customers and not as accessible to animals as the blue plastic bags. Assemblymember Kurt Wallhuter, however, questioned the borough's ability to do the recycling route as quickly as the contractor, and he wanted another year of the contracted service.
I have more questions than I have answers for right now, and I'm going to be willing to revisit this next year, and so I'm not going to approve this change myself because I want to look at it again next year and see where we're at and see if there is more room for improvement or maybe another alternative, because if we pass this now, there is no other alternatives for us to consider.
Wallhuter moved to amend the budget ordinance to stay with the blue plastic bag system and the contractor for one more year, but that amendment failed by a vote of 2-5. Only Bob Lynn joined Wallhuter in voting yes on that amendment. That meant the new truck and containers remained in the budget ordinance, and the assembly voted 6-1 to approve the budget changes in third and final reading. Wallhuter was the only no vote. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.